Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And our first author is Jackie Miller, who is the author of Hey Jude, a poignant and powerful memoir that explores the emotional legacy of family, identity, and healing through the lens of post-Holocaust generations, something that many of us, of course, can relate to. Jackie draws on deeply personal experiences and weaves together memory, trauma, and resilience in a book that resonates across generations. Jackie Miller, author and mother of Jude, thank you so much for joining us here on The Home Run. What inspired you to write Hey Jude? And how long had this story been sitting with you before you felt ready to share it?
Hi there, thank you for having me, Paula. It was inspired by my beautiful son. Jude is non-speaking and has special needs. And I wanted to share his story, not just as a way to honor the unique journey, but also to give a voice to children who can't always speak for themselves in traditional ways. And writing this book became a way for me to understand who he is and to help others see the beauty, depth, and intelligence that lives in children like him. And also, it took me 12 years to share, or I say 11 years to share our story.
Your book is deeply personal. How did you navigate the vulnerability of putting your family's story into the public space?
I decided that, several audiences. It was for other parents walking in a similar path to me, so they could be, feel seen and less alone, but also for educators, for therapists, for family members, and also for anyone who interacts with children with special needs. I hope people with, who actually don't have personal connections to special needs and children will actually read this. And create an awareness and understanding.
Your book reflects a very intimate mother-daughter relationship. How did your understanding of your mother shift while writing the book?
My mom passed away 10 years ago of Alzheimer's disease. And she, really helped me. We struggled. We had a beautiful relationship, but can you just repeat what you just said? Sorry about that.
And I was just interested because you spoke about your book being a way that you could tell Jude's story, but I know that your book was also about, let's say, trauma across the generations. And I was interested how your understanding of your mother changed while you wrote the book, or if it did.
It did in a way. My mom and Jude got sick. Well, my mom and Jude were sick around, similar times. Jude lost his speech. And at the same time, my mom, lost her memory. And it was, I traveled like the road sort of at the same time. It helped me understand because my mom lost a bit of her speech as well. And I actually navigated the two worlds together. It brought the two worlds together, yet they were so different, but I worked hand in hand, with both of them.
Many Jewish families, and this would be true for our South African Jewish community, have silent threads in their histories, especially around the Holocaust. Was silence something that you encountered growing up?
Actually, not at all. No, not at all. My family was very open to a lot of stuff. My mom only got sick later on in life, but we always shared, when someone was sick, we were always open to talking about it. We always believed to help others in need. We always believed to help the less fortunate. We were always actually open about stuff. In terms of Jude and his story, we didn't share, not because we, you know, we just didn't know where to turn and who to turn to. And that's why I wanted to share my story, because I actually felt I didn't know where to go to. And that's why I thought it was so important to share my journey and a bit of my mom's too, to help people who are lost and don't know where to go to and don't know who to turn to. And I feel that we do lack, it lacks in our country and it lacks in community. And that's why I decided to put it out there.
When you say you hope that people who are lost or don't know where to turn to, you hope that your book can help them with that. What
so
messages
much.
Or themes do you hope that the reader will take away?
I want the readers to walk away with a deeper understanding that every child has value, whether they speak or not, or they meet typical milestones. One of the biggest themes is that communication comes in so many forms, and that we just have to be willing to listen differently. And another message is also that about acceptance and honoring each other for exactly who they are, not who we expect them to be.
Mm.
And perhaps I think the most important is that I hope people are reminded of the power of love, and especially that when things don't go as planned, you know, just that there is still hope out there and we need to be there for one another.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your daughter? What are some of the unique ways that you communicate with each other?
So it's my son, Jude.
Sorry, I mean your
and
son.
He communicates on a device, an iPad. And what it does, it's a program. It's a program. He works on two programs, one called Touch Chat and one called Grid. And it's little pictures, and it talks to, and if he wants something, for example, he would like an apple, he presses on an apple and it will talk to him, so apple, or he wants to go outside, or he wants to go to the toilet, or he's tired, or he feels sad, or it's little pictures. And you push on that picture and it talks to him, and that's the way that we navigate. And he's learned that from a really young age, and we've been blessed that we've had people along the way helping us with that. He also uses picture cards sometimes. You know, there are so many ways of communicating, and you realize that we are blessed in this world and the times that we live in, that there are so many ways, and also with gestures and with hand signals, and I can read him without anything, because that's just our way, and I'm blessed in that way because I know him so well. But we've got each other and we know each other, but there are lots of ways and means to do it these days, luckily.
I'm chatting with Jackie Miller, who is the author and mother of Jude and has written this book, Hey Jude. And for anyone who would like to win a copy of the book, you just need to WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. We have two copies of the books to give away. And the question is very easy. The question is, what is the name of the book? And Jackie, before I let you go, can you just give me a brief overview of Jude's story and the struggles that you and him have been through?
So Jude was born in 2013, and thank goodness Jude was born perfectly fine. He was a wonderful baby, achieved all his milestones, everything was perfect, and around 22 months, Jude got really ill, and he was really sickly, and we were sent back and forth to the doctors, and Jude lost his speech, and Jude never came right. He did speak, he, as I said, achieved milestones, and Jude, we were sent to doctors, we were sent all over and back and forth to the hospital, and, you know, Jude was... he lost, as I say, he lost his speech and never came right, and he's now 12 years old. And Jude still to this day doesn't speak. And he is the most though amazing child. He is happy. He is in his own little world. Jude goes to a wonderful school. He doesn't have a friend in the world. I'm his friend. He plays alongside kids because he doesn't communicate. You know, in words, and it's been a road. He's stopped eating, he's stopped sleeping, there are so many things that changed. It's been a very hard journey for our family, but we, you know, every day is a battle. There's he's been on feeding programs and sleeping programs and diets, and we've been speaking to doctors all over the world to try and get him right, and this is who he is, and we've come to, you know, will we ever accept it? I don't know, but we have, you know, it is what it is, and we're making the most of our, of doing the best we can for Jude. And is it tough? Absolutely. Are there tough days? Yes. But there are beautiful days too. And he's the most beautiful, unique, wonderful child who has taught me so many wonderful lessons. But it's very hard.
I'm sure.
But we are okay, and we will, there's, you know, we will march along and do the best we can for him.
Jackie, how touching it is to, when I hear you speak about your son, and how brave and powerful for you to write this memoir about him. Hey Jude. And Rachel Diamond has won a copy of your book. We still have one more to give away. Thank you for making two copies of your book available. And thank you for talking to us. That's
amazing.
Jackie Miller.
And thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Jackie Miller, author of the book, Hey Jude.